morning, family of God. I've been asked to do the devotions again, and I'm going to be speaking about a subject that's really close to my heart, and that is joy. Did you know that Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." When they say that it's not a matter of eating and drinking, it's because in those days, the Jewish people had lots of laws, regulations, religious things that they had to do, what they could eat, what they couldn't eat. So what you could say is the kingdom of God is not about rules. It's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, because Jesus came and died on the cross for us, and he actually became sin for us, so that we might be made the righteousness of God. I love to think of that because if something is made, a table which is made from wood, for instance, is made. It didn't have anything to do with it. It was just made, and we are made the righteousness of God. And peace, because God sent his son Jesus into the world to reconcile the world to himself. In other words, to bring peace between man and God. So these are vital concepts in our faith and very important to understand. But alongside them also is joy, joy in the Holy Spirit. You know, long ago we used to sing a song about joy. I don't know if it's still around, but it used to go like, "Joy is the flag flown high on the castle of my heart." And I love that because I love to think of when I walk around that there's a flag flying above me of joy. But I found out something very interesting fairly recently, that at Buckingham Palace, if you go to England, Buckingham Palace or any of the other palaces, if the king is in, if he's in residence, then they sing, then they fly the flag called the Royal Standard. If he's not in residence, the Union Jack is flying. So you know that when the Royal Standard is flying, the king is in residence. And that's how that song goes. "Joy is the flag flown high on the castle of my heart, because the king is in residence there." So I like to think of joy as the royal standard of our hearts. When joy lights up our lives, it's evidence that Jesus, King Jesus, is living within us. Sadly, a lot of Christians have a religion that makes them miserable. They're like men with a headache. He doesn't want to cut his head off, but it hurts him to keep it. Joy can make us very happy, but joy is much, much stronger than happiness. Happiness is very dependent on circumstances. Something can make you happy one minute, and the next minute something can happen that can make you really unhappy. But joy comes from the presence of the Lord. And in Psalm 16:11, it says, "You made known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." We should never move out of the presence of God, because that's what there is in the presence of God. The joy of the Lord is his presence. In the world, we have an enormous amount of distractions, things that are going on, especially now with wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes. But there's also something else in the world, and that is the enemy. And he wants to take your eyes off Jesus and rob you of your joy. Don't let that happen. In Luke 10, the angel said when Jesus was coming, this is what he said, "I bring you good news that will bring joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, has been born today." And then Nehemiah 8:10, my last scripture for today, says, "Don't be grieved, don't be distressed, don't be depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." It's his joy, and he gives it to you. And never forget that you're highly favored and deeply loved.